American warplanes pounded another target in Afghanistan today as U.S. forces continued their search for Taliban and al-Qaeda leaders. Today's airstrike hit what Pentagon officials called a leadership compound still in use by Taliban forces. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld said the United States still has a good deal to do in Afghanistan, but NPR's Tom Jelton reports Rumsfeld also made clear that the war on terrorism is likely to move soon to other countries.
For all the bombing in Afghanistan over the last 3 months, there are still more targets to hit. General Richard Myers, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, today described the latest strikes, the first in nearly a week.
This morning, we conducted strikes between 10 and 11 o'clock our time in Afghanistan on a leadership compound that was fairly extensive compound, had a base camp, a training facility, and some cave pieces to that, fairly close to the Pakistani border.
The site hit today in the province of Khost was the same camp targeted by U.S. cruise missiles under the Clinton administration back in 1998. The raid highlighted how hard it's been for the United States and its Afghan allies to root out the remnants of the Taliban and al-Qaeda fighting forces. U.S. officials are increasingly frustrated over the failure to capture Mullah Muhammad Omar, the senior Taliban leader. Some reports have Omar holding out with more than 1,000 Taliban fighters somewhere in the hills north of Kandahar. Various Afghan leaders claim to be negotiating with Taliban representatives over the terms of Omar's surrender, even suggesting a halt to U.S. airstrikes in order for the talks to proceed. But Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld today suggested he's not impressed by those efforts.
Everyone knows we're looking for Omar, or we're looking for some senior Taliban leader. And somebody thinks they know where they are, and they think they may know how many people are with them, guarding them, or hiding out with them, whatever the case may be. And they come and they say, gee, I think I could talk somebody into doing this if we would let the lower level people go, or if we would stop long enough for me to get in there so I don't get killed trying to talk to them.
But no such deals seem likely. Rumsfeld says the United States is not authorizing any pauses or negotiations which would allow anyone to go free who ought not go free. As of today, 248 former Taliban or al-Qaeda fighters are being held by U.S. forces in or near Afghanistan. Rumsfeld said today some of those will soon be moved to a U.S. naval base in Guantanamo, Cuba.
We are going to proceed with Guantanamo Bay, Cuba as a base there, as a location for some detainees. They're in the process now of beginning the construction so that we'll be able to provide the kind of security that these people require. They are very hard cases for the most part.
Just transporting those prisoners to Cuba could be difficult. Every time people have messed with these folks, Rumsfeld pointed out, they've gotten in trouble. But U.S. officials are determined to keep these prisoners in detention, in large part to extract intelligence from them. General Myers said today that intelligence-gathering efforts in Afghanistan have already produced information that made it possible to thwart new terrorist attacks. Secretary Rumsfeld said today that U.S. military efforts in the new year could be directed at al-Qaeda operations outside Afghanistan. U.S. officials, Rumsfeld said, will be visiting countries where terrorists might be based and suggesting to those governments what they can do to be helpful to the United States in going after those terrorists.
To the extent countries are harboring terrorists and not being helpful, obviously, then they're not being cooperative and we'll have to find different ways of dealing with it.
Some U.S. officials have suggested that Somalia is a likely next target, given the extent of al-Qaeda activity there. Rumsfeld today was vague on what's going on in Somalia now, though he suggested a warning to Somalia might be helpful. We know there have been training camps there. When people get attentive to them, Rumsfeld said, they go inactive. Tom Jelton, NPR News, The Pentagon.